Now, Syrian refugees are in a desperate race to outrun fighting in the north of the country as the Syrian army pledges to continue its campaign to wipe out militant groups wherever they're found. Hundreds of thousands are on the move. Many are women and children. Emma Beals is a New Zealand journalist who's been covering Syria for many years. She says the refugees are fleeing a huge military offensive by Syrian forces backed by Russia and Iran in the Idlib province, which began back in December.
About 3 million people live there. Over half of them are displaced from other areas of the country. So they have left because they are fearful of the government and what the government might do to them if they were sort of to go back and live under the control of Assad. So this offensive has been to try to take back that area of land. And they've been pushing the population as they move the front lines forward further and further back. So in the figures that were released today, about 900,000 people have been displaced in the last 2.5 months alone. And so they've been fleeing those front lines, taking their whole families with them and trying to find anywhere that they can to shelter. The temperatures have also been really freezing cold as well over the last couple of weeks. So there's been reports of parents walking with their children, and by the time they arrive to somewhere that they think is safe, going to check on their child and they've actually frozen to death. There was another family who were asphyxiated in a tent because they were relying on sort of a fire to try to keep warm to prevent the hypothermia. And they actually suffocated to death. So in addition to sort of 1,700 or civilians at least being killed by artillery and airstrikes, you also have these other risks for these people who are just really trying to find somewhere where they can feel safe. But at the moment, there's fewer and fewer places within Idlib that are actually safe for them to go.
These sorts of stories really underlining quite how desperate the situation is.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely desperate. And there isn't anywhere for these people to go. So the border with Turkey is actually closed. So they're just moving further toward the border and hoping that they can find somewhere closer to the border where they might be a little bit safer. But there isn't actually anywhere that you would describe as sort of safe for them to go. And the other problem is that there isn't a ceasefire plan currently in place. There isn't sort of any sign that Russia or Assad will be inclined to kind of stop this offensive anytime soon. Everyone's depending on these conversations that happen today and then again tomorrow between Russia's President Putin and Turkey's President Erdogan, and then the hopes that they can find some sort of ceasefire arrangement that at the very least sort of pauses the violence so that people are able to, you know, get a tent set up, get some aid and humanitarian support and stop the violence in its tracks, at least while a political process or bigger conversation can take place.
Because many of the people involved here are women and children, and some of them very young.
The vast majority of those that have been displaced are women and children and tiny babies, toddlers, the whole age range that you would expect to see in any kind of society on the move. And for them, it's just really tough. There were reports yesterday, a journalist was interviewing, you know, and these children had been walking for 6 or 7 hours without proper shoes on, you know, with their parents just trying to take them to somewhere that might be a little bit safer. But again, they just don't know where that is.
So considering this is really the depths of winter for Syria, as you say, it is incredibly cold. People are moving because they simply feel this is their best option, even if their best option is a pretty awful one.
Exactly. And that tells you something about how scared they are of the government. It's not just the bombs. It's not just the immediate sort of conflict related violence. They're really scared of what might happen to them if they go back under government control. And what's happened in sort of other examples is that people have tried to return and they've been detained, or the men have been conscripted to the military and forced to fight on the front lines against sort of people that they were living next to the week before. And so they're just really scared about those outcomes. And so the fact that they are walking 6 or 7 hours in these freezing conditions, living in tents and just utterly desperate, really does tell you just how very scared they are.
That is Emma Beals, a New Zealand journalist covering Syria.